But that was not enough for young Lemaitre. He became a Jansenist and wrote a work which had great vogue in that party. In 1725, he studied natural philosophy at the College of Harcourt and made great progress there. On his return to Brittany, M. Honneau, a doctor of St. Malo, had advised him to adopt the medical profession. They had persuaded his father, assuring him that a mediocre physician would be better paid for his remedies than a good priest for absolutions. At first, young Lemaitre had applied himself to the study of anatomy. For 2 years, he had worked at the dissecting table. After this, in 1725, he took the degree of doctor at Reims and was there received as a physician. In 1733, he went to Leiden to study under the famous Boerhaave. The master was worthy of the scholar, and the scholar soon made himself worthy of the master. M. Lemaitre devoted all the acuteness of his mind to the knowledge and to the healing of human infirmities, and he soon became a great physician. In the year 1734, during his leisure moments, he translated a treatise of the late M. Boerhaave, his Aphrodisiacus, and joined to it a dissertation on venereal maladies, of which he himself was the author. The old physicians in France rose up against a scholar who affronted them by knowing as much as they. One of the most celebrated doctors of Paris did him the honor of criticizing his work, a sure proof that it was good.